There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed.
I think we got a heck of a shot of winning. We beat anybody in the world, and I think we're going to win next Sunday.
Eli Manning stays on his feet, airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league.
See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Fitzpatrick. End zone. Eric Decker holds it in. The Jets win in overtime.
And the New York Giants, given last rites by many in December, are the Super Bowl champs in February.
This is NFL Friday, going long on all news, reaction, and game picks for the Giants, Jets, and across the NFL on WFUV Sports.
Welcome in to another week of NFL Friday here on WFUV Sports. I'm Chaz McAdams here with Eli Keeler, Matt Benson, and surprise guest Joe Henry. We'll get to Joe. Don't talk until I tell you to talk. As the AOs, I'm here. It's a crisp, crisp September Friday. How you boys doing?
It's crisp out.
It's crisp, baby.
I'm feeling really good. I'm super psyched to be here. Haven't been...
Keeler's back,
I'm
baby.
Back. I haven't been on the air in...
Off paid leave?
Unpaid, but in we move on, and we work to get that paycheck. It's been at least a calendar year since I've been in these studios. I'm super glad to be back, and happy to talk about some football today.
Mm. Same with me. What a week it was in the week one of the NFL season. It's my first time back in the studio in a long time, over a year for myself as well. And we had a fun Thursday night game, and it'll be a fun week of week two NFL football.
Joe, you can speak.
Hi, guys. It's
you
Joe.
Have permission.
What's up, Joe?
It's been a week, huh?
It's been a week for you,
it's
huh?
It's been a week for Joe.
It started off very hot for young Joe Henry, and we'll get to that.
Suspiciously hot.
We'll get to that. But first, we got to hit the gridiron. We got to talk some football, baby. Let's start. Hit the Meadowlands. Maybe take NJ Transit over to MetLife. Talk some Giants and Jets, unfortunately. Let's start with the G-Men, Big Blue. Just an absolute terrible game out of them. I knew it. I had 5 units on the Vikings that day because I know ball. 5 units is like $5 for me. But I... I believed in the Vikings because I just, even though as a Daniel Jones guy, I just did not think they were going to win that game. I don't see a way there, but as two Giant fans or as two New York football guys, what do we think?
Yeah, well, so as viewers may or may not know, we make picks every week. And as a Giants fan, I've been every year coming in super, super hopeful, super hot. Giants week one, they're better this year. They got better in the offseason, as they usually do on paper. I just didn't have it in me this year. I was like, It's been too many years in a row where I've been disappointed, and they're not going to win this game, and they didn't, and it wasn't particularly close. I watched the first quarter and a half, and I turned it off, which I haven't done to a Giants game in some time. So we're in a bad spot. Giants fans, we're in a bad spot.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say other than they're in a bad spot. I mean, going into game one of the season, I was somewhat hopeful for the Giants, especially against the Vikings with their... You know, Sam Darnold's a question mark at quarterback, having to play instead of J.J. McCarthy with his injury. I was not hopeful for Daniel Jones, but I thought he would play mediocre like he usually does, and he just didn't do that at all. It was terrible to watch. Two picks were terrible. He almost didn't even throw 50% completion percentage on Sunday, which was atrocious. And then, I don't know what else to say. Malik Nabers, at least, was somewhat of a highlight on offense.
Wide receivers, even Wandale Robinson, I think he had 6 catches. That, at like, two receivers being fantasy options is how I'm thinking about it. It's not happened, let alone one since, like, Odell. Two is crazy.
Yeah, because the Slayton days were just filled with injuries.
And if you drafted Paris Campbell to your fantasy team, you were doing something wrong.
Remember Kenny Golladay?
I wish I didn't.
Yeah, those were some dark days.
Yeah, so... Definitely a rough start for the GM. I call myself a Daniel Jones guy. I call myself a Julius Randle guy. I'm just like the New York athletes that New Yorkers hate, I just kind of grasp onto.
Joey Gallo.
But yeah, I'm an Anthony Rizzo guy. But I just don't see any way that you can have him at quarterback. You got to tank for Ewers. Tank for Quinn Ewers, I guess.
I'd trade for Tyrod back. Honestly, he played better.
Yeah, of course.
No, we got it. You can't tank for real, but we're probably going to tank by accident how bad we are. And DJ, I think this is his last year.
Yeah,
starting quarterback.
I would hope so.
It has to be.
In the league. He's just probably. I mean, I wish not because, man, 2 years ago, man, like, he had how many rushing touchdowns? Like 11?
Dude,
on the year?
He was at least like...
He won a road playoff game. Like, yeah. Dude, it was Daniel Jones. I was like, holy. And now it's just like, he gets paid after that bum year last year, and he's terrible. Terrible quarterback. Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm also kind of a Daniel Jones guy. Similarly, I guess I have this kind of weird attachment to New York sports figures that New Yorkers don't like. Mm. And I had the Giants winning. You know, usually when you see a team like the Giants that you feel like is trending upward, a team that definitely got better in a lot of places this offseason, at least on paper, and a Vikings team that is trending downwards with J.J. McCarthy going out, I thought that the Giants were going to come in and get a week one win. Obviously not even close to what happened. Week two, I'm still taking the Giants for some reason. I don't even know why. I'm not even a Giants fan. Usually that's something that only a Giants fan could do, like a face that only a mother could love. But for some reason, I'm still taking them over the Commanders, who I'm much more inclined to like want to win because Jaden Daniels is actually fun to watch a quarterback. So I actually like can't justify why I'm doing it, but it's a vibes pick.
I like that. I like that. Do we think, are there in season within the 17 games that are 17 weeks that are going to be played this NFL season? Are there steps that the Giants organization can take to improve?
Not really.
Are they just cooked?
I think we are cooked. Well, because here's the thing is we didn't sign Saquon. It's all, we're playing the cap space game, right? Okay. Need the money, draft picks for the future. Why, like, we could give that all away for, like, I don't know.
Jacoby Brissett.
Maybe a good safety or, like, yeah, like a quarterback who, like, a mid-tier quarterback, but there's no point in that for me. That's just restarting the clock for us, in my mind. It's another 5 years before we're actually good.
No, that's fair. But how much of this is a week one overreaction, though, to be fair? Because it feels like...
But it was first a really bad team.
It was a really bad week one. Like, nobody can deny that. But it's a long NFL season. Like,
true.
The season ends in January. Like, I'd say you can't make any real decisions on the roster until... week 5 or 6 once you see how the if the Giants are 1-4 after week 5
they
like,
will be,
which is a decent possibility, but then what do you look at? It starts with the quarterback. Like, mid-season moves, you can't really pick up a quarterback mid-season just to learn the system. But the rest of the Giants roster, like, the defense looks somewhat solid. I know they let up a lot of points, but also at the same time the Vikings were given the ball in good offensive positions anyway because of the interceptions. So It's hard to really pinpoint the defense as a problem right now. The receivers seem to be okay enough. We mentioned Neighbors and you mentioned Robinson. Like, it seems like the receiving core is okay, but Daniel Jones is the main problem, and that's kind of the thing you need to fix.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's they have an impossible puzzle ahead of them this season if they don't improve. If they do improve, who knows?
I think we could, but the one thing that stood out to me where I was like, nah, we're cooked again, is the no touchdowns week one.
Yeah.
No end zone is crazy. That's insane. And that's happened so many years in a row where, like, if it's not week one, one of the first three games, like, we had that crazy streak with Joe Judge where we didn't score a touchdown for, like, just way too long. And it's just like if we had a touchdown, if we had one touchdown in this game, I would have hope. We didn't find the end zone again, so I'm not falling for it. I'm not buying in. They're terrible.
It's fair. It's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to harp on Daniel Jones, like, too
much.
Yes,
you're allowed to speak.
But thanks, Jazz. I gave him a little, like, cursory glance, like, is this okay? just watching the game, you saw even when he had a clean pocket, even when he had a receiver with a step of space, consistently just couldn't make those throws. I mean, if the receiver's hands were, like, at their ankles, then he would have, you know, thrown 80% on the day, but they weren't. He just threw it in the ground every time. And that's what's really shocking, and I think, you know, that's what makes all the difference is a quarterback who's now in a position where obviously the offense around him isn't great, but it in week one, I felt like looked good enough that it could allow him for success. Whereas you had like last year with the Patriots and Mac Jones, not to defend Mac Jones too much, but he didn't have anyone open ever. So it wasn't even like he had the ability to make the good throw a lot of times. Daniel Jones had the ability to make a good throw. He had guys open, and he couldn't do it consistently, and that's what's really concerning.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible play. I can't. I just hate talking about Giants football right now. It's so terrible.
Why don't we move
on? It's just not a good time to be a Giants fan. You would think it'd be a good time to be a different fan in MetLife. The New York Jets losing Monday Night Football 32-19 to the San Francisco 49ers. An outcome that I expected. It's the Niners. They're a tank. But I don't know. I still wasn't totally sold on what I saw out there from Aaron Rodgers. What about you guys?
I mean, it's the Niners. So this is one of those times where I'm not going to overreact. I trust the Jets. Aaron Rodgers hasn't played in a year. This is his first game back. So, he's you know, even though he's a veteran, he's going to take a little while to settle back in. So, I wouldn't say I'm a Jets believer at this point, but I'm not too worried. I'm not really that worried.
Yeah, same with me. I'm not too worried about their offense. Garrett Wilson's a good weapon. Lazard had a great game. Aaron Rodgers playing his first full game in 2 years now. Like, it's going to have, like, they'll figure it out offensively. The thing that I'm a little bit more worried about is their defense, especially their defensive front. Obviously, their safeties and corners are really solid, but just letting Jordan Mason run all over the field was the big concern for me just because of the expectations of how good their defense was supposed to be this year. So that's kind of my biggest concern.
Yeah, for me, Joseph. Sorry, I should have waited.
Yep, you should have.
Sorry, Chaz. Yeah, for me, what was a little concerning offensively was it didn't seem like Rodgers really had that rapport with anyone except for Garrett Wilson until the second half when he started finding Lazard a lot. So I think it's important not to overreact and see, you know, this is Rodgers' essentially first time actually playing with these guys in a regular season game. So over the season, you imagine he's going to be able to build his chemistry with guys who are not named Garrett Wilson and really spread the ball out more. Because really, first half, I mean, Wilson was the only guy he was looking at. And also, Breece Hall, I felt like, did not play well. You know, drops, coughing up the ball. Yeah. You can't, you know, you expect him to be much better, and I think he will be. You know, this talent is pretty undeniable. So I'm not overreacting about it. The defense was a little concerning with just, you know, how much they let Jordan Mason run on him. But also the Niners have the most dynamic offense in the league. So another thing not to overreact about. I'm not super high on the Jets, but I'm not, you know, hitting the tank button on them after 1 week.
Jordan Mason also had 28 carries. So even though, you know, his 150 rushing yards are crazy, it's like, it's not insane. Like, if someone has 30 carries on you, they're going to go to work, you know? So
yeah,
I'm not, Jets should have a pretty good run defense, so I'm not tripping about that either. Mm. Too much.
I'm a big Jets believer. I think they have the best roster.
Wow.
In the AFC.
That's a crazy take.
Not in the AFC, in the AFC East. In the AFC East. They have the best roster in the AFC East. For sure.
I don't know for sure, but I think it's debatable because
sure.
I think that the Dolphins and Bills both got a little bit.
I mean,
worse.
We saw the Bills last night. They looked dominant.
I mean,
they
looked
dominant, but
a lot.
They looked dominant. We'll talk because there was a lot of AFC East action. They don't have the best roster in the AFC. AFC East, though. I mean, they got dogs. They have dogs. If everyone plays at their ceiling, man, the Jets are Super Bowl contenders.
I agree that, like, they have crazy underrated defense. Secondary is dirty. On a good day, they're the best secondary in the league. I'm all over that.
Yeah.
But
think about it. Even at the line, like, C.J. Mosley, Quinnen Williams.
They got dogs. They got
dogs.
But they didn't
play
like dogs.
If they get Hassan Reddick to play, that would be.
That's what I'm saying. And they're not even at full strength.
Yeah.
They scare me, bro. They scare me.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's talk about more AFC East action. Bills, Dolphins, last night, Thursday night football. The Bills coming away with the win. Big win for Josh Allen in Buffalo. Am I the only one that was like, it could be a sub-10 win year for Buffalo this year?
No, yeah. I was thinking maybe 10-7. Like, I felt like they got worse in pretty much every area.
They look good.
They looked way better than I expected. I mean, they didn't look great against the Cardinals, nearly lost to them. I was not expecting them to come out. I picked the Dolphins to win. I genuinely thought at home that they were the better team.
I honestly, like, I so week one, I had Chiefs over Ravens. I promise this will tie in. And then game gets delayed 5 minutes before it starts. I go Ravens. Obviously, they lose to the Chiefs. That's one of those games where you see, like, primetime game. You just got to look at it and stop thinking. Mm. And you just say, Chiefs are going to win that game, obviously. Bills are going to win this
switching
game,
picks,
obviously.
Switching picks it's right before kickoff is going to be a theme.
Well,
this
before,
episode.
You know,
before,
we'll see.
Before, after, 11 minutes in, it is what it is.
Allegedly.
The timestamps. I have evidence. We'll get back
we'll
to
save
that.
It. We'll save it.
But anyways, there are some games where it's primetime games where you look and you have to just say, I know who's winning this game. Just don't overthink it. It should have been Bills every day of the week, all day long.
Yeah.
Even though they had a rough first week, they're just the Dolphins are explosive, but they're just not as good. They're not as good.
And they're injured.
Injured now. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, now.
We'll get injured.
Yeah. But I was in the same boat just watching. I was able to watch the Cardinals Bills game, and I saw that first half. They're down, 17-3 at half, and I was like, oh, this Bills team might not be the same Bills team as they have been the past 4 years. But now their past three halves of football have been completely dominant. So now I just completely flipped my script now after 2 weeks. But
yeah.
I feel like they're going to be a top dog in the AFC East. I mean, Chaz, you mentioned the Jets might have the most talented roster, in your opinion, AFC East. The Bills just look so good right now after these two games that it'll be interesting to see what they end up doing, even though their roster and their receiving core isn't as talented as previous years. Like, just Josh Allen's just dominance in the game, even though he only had 139 yards. Just
he just
so easy
whips
for him.
The ball, huh? He really just has a cannon of an arm.
It's insane.
It's unreal. It
and his and there was so much overrated talk too, which
I
think
I
just,
know.
He's a beast
because he hasn't
he's
done
beast.
Anything. Like, I don't know how there's overrated talk. Like, he is what he is. Like, he's a fantastic quarterback that can whip the ball around, but is gonna end up with a concussion if he doesn't stop going head first in the guys, which leads us in to a Tagovailoa end of a season for sure.
After their whole problem of rushing him back 2 years ago, and then him
Mike
getting
McDaniels re-concussed. Doesn't think so. You see that?
What did he say?
He said that he did not appreciate everyone saying that Tua should consider retiring. He said that that's the last thing you should want for him if you care about him.
Mm. I think.
Well,
Mike
I
McDaniel,
care about him, and I don't want him to get CTE.
Well, yeah,
so,
I care about him as like a
it
human.
It was a pretty out there statement.
Yeah. That is an interesting
very
statement.
Mike McDaniels. Because Mike McDaniel also said you're the QB1 of your family. So like
it's an interesting statement.
If you're young and a football fan, you got to be a Mike McDaniel guy.
Yeah.
He's entertaining.
He's entertaining as hell. He's the best. But I kind of see that from him being like, because he's almost like a Connor Stallions level of like football. Like, it's been his life. Like,
okay.
That's the kind of his coaching trajectory is crazy. He started as like an equipment guy or something.
I think
and
he was
like
a ball boy for the Broncos or
something.
Yeah.
Like,
crazy
he, and
that,
he just,
yeah.
He is football. It's like if you watch the Connor Stallions documentary, it's like that. So to see Mike McDaniel not really understand that there's life outside of football kind of makes sense to me.
I also feel like, he does understand. I feel like it's coming more from a place of like realist. I don't know. How old is Tua? Like mid 20s?
26,
he's
I think.
He's so young.
He's 26. Because Tua's worked his whole life to get to this point. It's such like an impossible thing to say to someone. Even after that hit and these injuries, it's an impossible thing to say, hey, you should quit football professionally. You can't, like, that's such an insane decision that I can't even begin to wrap my head around. So it's not, I think Mike McDaniels is trying to say, like, look, the kid is 26. He has to make money. This is what he's good at. It's definitely controversial because you got to keep him safe. That's the number one priority. But, you know, maybe he can stick around as a backup, get that paycheck, you know, long-term type thing. I do hope he gets paid. He's got to make that money, but he's in a rough spot.
Yeah, no, it's really hard because, like, he's 26 years old. Like, you think, like, if he retires now, he has 60 years of retirement.
It's insane.
Like, which is a weird thing to think
about.
Yeah,
but he's also made, like,
I mean, he's made
how many million dollars?
Which, yeah, still, but at the same time.
It's not easy to manage.
It's
like,
it's just a hard to process, like, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? But at the same time,
no, I get it.
At the same time, it was last night where, you know, 15 hours post the concussion. Like, we don't know how serious it ends up being. Concussions have a wide range, and it could be a seizure. That's true. That is true.
It wasn't exactly a slip and fall.
It was not. No, that's true.
It was scary.
And it's not his first one, but it could. But
exactly.
At least from my interpretation of what you said about McDaniel is that it could be him just downplaying it to the media and to the other NFL teams of just strategically, for the rest of their team, just for the rest of the outlook of their season, because you also just don't know how he's going to respond over the next week to 2 weeks to 2 months of recovering from a concussion. That's just your brain just works in different ways.
Yeah, I'm not a concussion doctor. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
I've had three, so it's
Oh my god,
tell us all about it.
All right, but yeah, player safety, obviously the most important thing. It's time for the trial.
Mm.
Get the drum roll going.
It's time. Lou, hit the music.
Should I sing?
And we're, but yeah, so to introduce, we have a bit of controversy here. Oh, my God, I thought that was the real music. It's Rocky.
That was the first thing that popped in my head.
We have a bit of an issue here. So we obviously have the pick pool every week with the different NFL Friday hosts. And there was a bit of controversy that I brought to the attention of the group chat. I did bring it forth.
Citizen's arrest.
Eli Keeler, however, is going to be presenting as the prosecution. And Joe Henry is here representing himself in court.
Bold.
So when Lou hits the music, I'm going to swear you guys in on this great football writing Sports Illustrated book. Music just...
I think we need Eli to sing the Rocky theme again.
Did you take it off cue? Oh, super cool. Okay, well, we'll work at it for now. Joe, put your right hand on this Bible, on this great football writing Sports Illustrated book. Do you swear on Vin Scully bobbleheads, Mike Breen bang calls, and Michael K show rants that you will tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth today on NFL Friday?
I do.
Eli Keeler, do you swear on Ryan Gregoire game winner calls, on Justin Shackle home runs, and on Emmanuel Barbieri Siena game winners that you will tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, let's get started. So I'm going to have prosecution go first. Eli is going to present the evidence against Joe, and Joe will have an opportunity to defend himself. Whenever you're ready, Eli.
I'd like to start this off by saying I think I may be the first benevolent prosecutor in the history of law. Mm. I met Joe Henry just a short while ago. Mm. I hear from basically everybody he's a good guy. I want to trust him. I want him to be innocent. But, you know, the numbers, they don't lie, Chaz. The numbers, they don't lie. So I'm going to run through a little bit of a timeline. I'm going to be generous. And then we're going to – I'll let you decide, judge and the jury. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Okay. Picture this. It's Sunday. It's 1:03 p.m. and you're on Twitter. And Evan Lazar, Patriots beat reporter, tweets, first dynamic kickoff of the season for the Patriots is a touchback at 1:03 p.m. You look guilty. You're laughing already.
I didn't know you had those kind of receipts.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Not off to a good start.
Not off to a good start.
1:03 p.m. Now, let's take it forward. Okay. And this number is going to sound outrageous, but we're going to have to do a little bit of work here because there are some other factors. Version history of the Google Doc. Oh, let's give a little context, by the way. This whole reason for this trial. Every member who's on NFL Friday makes their picks every week. You have to make the pick before the game starts, obviously.
Before kickoff.
One controversial pick was made after kickoff.
Allegedly.
Mm. Allegedly.
No, you're presenting the case. You don't have to say allegedly.
Right, so allegedly, we'll see. but let me run through this for the audience here. Every single member of NFL Friday had picked Bengals locked in before game start. September 8th, 1:11 p.m., according to the Google Sheets version history, Joseph Henry changes his pick from Bengals to Patriots. I know what you're thinking. 8 minutes after kickoff? Are you crazy? 103-111? That's crazy. Now, Joe Henry did enlighten us that he was using a separate streaming service, one that could be delayed. Now, I've polled several people. Chaz, Matt, I believe I polled my roommates on this too. We've come to the conclusion that even on a bad day, those streaming services delayed, I'll give you 3 minutes. I've had people go 90 seconds. Maybe I'll give you four. I'll give you four. All right. So you start the game at 107. There's still 4 minutes now. Now. If we do a little investigation, we'll hop on over to ESPN. Let's go to the timeline of the scores. Let's see how long the first Bengals drive was that resulted in a punt. You see a Bengals punt, you might say, wow, the Patriots defense is looking good today. I might want to change my pick. Let me pull it up real quick. Play by play. Here we go. The first drive was 2 minutes and 13 seconds long.
That's game time.
Game time, true. But I've given you four. I do solemnly believe on a Mike Breen bang call, on a Michael K. Don LaGreca rant, that you watched a full Bengals drive and punt, had confidence in the Patriots defense, and thus changed your pick. Illegally.
So, that's the presentation from the prosecution. It doesn't look good for Joe at all. Joseph Henry, defend yourself however you may.
In the case of the people versus Joe Henry, I, the defendant, Mr. Henry, will be representing myself. On this past Sunday, September the 8th, the year of our Lord, 2024, I, Joe Henry, sat down for 12 consecutive hours to watch football, beginning at the 1 o'clock hour.
As is your right and obligation as an American.
God bless. Promptly after finishing a women's volleyball article for the Fordham Ram, I finished it right at 1, so I was scrambling, right? Scrambling to get to the games.
Honorable work.
Now,
at this point, all your picks are in. At this point, so you've contended, at this point in the day, you're still on the Bengals.
At 1 p.m., I am Bengals space colon backwards colon, parentheses frowny face because I'm
Bengals frowny face.
We'll get to it.
All three Patriots fans on the document had a frowny face.
Two of them still do.
Being from the New England area, I did not have access to the game that I wanted to watch. As a lifelong New England Patriots fan, I yearned to see the Patriots take on the Bengals in a game that, as of 1 p.m., was picked by all 13 NFL Friday hosts, including myself, to be won by the Bengals. Being that I did not have access to the game, I used what we will call alternative means to access this game. As such, the feed of my game was delayed by, quote, several minutes.
Several.
Eli gives me four. I'll tell you that that's plenty. While the game was slated for a 1 p.m. kickoff, it was not until 1:04 p.m. that they lined up to kick off on my screen. It was at this moment that I saw the glorious, crisp, clean, white New England Patriots jerseys.
No, it's content. We gotta keep
and I had a feeling in my gut. The Patriots were going to win this dang football game. Before the ball was kicked off, I switched tabs to the NFL Friday Pick'em page and switched my pick from Bengals frowny face to Patriots. At this time, no whistles at 1:04 p.m. At this time, no whistles had been blown, no balls had been touched. It was purely a move of intuition. Then, after changing my pick, the kickoff occurred. On this play, Eli Keeler, the Patriots were penalized for a false start on a kickoff.
Incorrect. It was a legal formation.
Because he left the line early on a kickoff.
Legal formation, not
this hurt their chances
red-handed
of winning the game. I ask you this. Why would I have changed my pick after the start of the game if the game began in such disastrous Patriots-like fashion? I will now submit my first piece of evidence. Go to your phones, brothers.
Yes.
Brothers. This... A text exchange from September the 8th.
Ooh.
from me and my father.
Wow.
Mr. McAdams, can you please read for the court the contents of this message?
Sunday, 1:08 p.m. Switch my pick to the Patriots at the last second, and Marcus Jones is back. Looks good. A lot of orange in that stadium. Joe Henry, yep, LOL. I'll be a min or two behind.
So, this sets perhaps a better timetable of events. This text proves that at 1:08 p.m. at the latest, I switched my pick. But I maintain that I switched it at 1:04. Nevertheless, the Google Doc for NFL Friday Pick'em, as you so duly noted, Eli Keeler, claims that I edited the document at 1:11, after the start of the game. Let's pretend that this is accurate. What might have caused me to change my pick? Did I spot an unfair advantage? Did something happen that gave the Patriots better odds of winning? Well, yes, the Bengals punted on their first drive after the Patriots were penalized. The Patriots got their ball back and immediately punted as well. They looked just as bad as we expected them to look. Now, let's talk perspective, and let us consider this trial in proper context. And let's call it what it is. This is a witch hunt, okay? This week, whoa, I went 14-2 in NFL Friday Pick'em. Not only did I win the week, I won it by two over everyone. I crushed everyone. Wow. Be honest with yourselves, had I put up a measly, middle-of-the-pack 10-6 performance, would this trial be going on today? Of course not. But because I won, the prosecution seeks to, with this sham of a trial, take a win away from me so that it is easier for them to catch up. It is that simple, folks. Let's be clear about one thing. This isn't a prosecution. It's persecution.
Wow.
And let's also consider why I changed my pick. What was my motivation? Well, as you guys may know, I'm a lifelong New England Patriots fan. My whole life, I've picked the Patriots to win every single game. But for the first time in my life, it can be said that that strategy is a bad one.
Yeah.
But my tendencies have not changed. Like an ex that you can't stop running back to.
Oh.
I still burn with the desire to pick my Patriots, no matter how much the odds are stacked against them. And so I did. I couldn't resist the urge. And because I was the only one to pick them, perhaps the prosecution is jealous that only I had the guts to make such a daring underdog pick. And it paid off. I will rest my case now, but before I do, I'd like to close by calling a witness to the stand.
Oh my.
Someone who can vouch for my fandom, my motives, my timing, and my character. I'll be calling my father, Mike Henry, to the stand.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. This is exciting.
Joe Henry's dad is about to call in.
Currently ringing the phone.
Joe Henry's dad isn't going to pick up.
Dad, I need you now.
Busy.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? Everyone can hear him?
I hear him loud and clear.
All right. Father, as you know, we are on trial, and I've just called you as a witness to the stand.
All right. Do I have to be sworn in?
Actually, yes. Could you put your right hand on a document of significance?
As far as you know.
Okay.
All right.
Could be lying.
Do you, Mr. Henry, swear on Mike Breen, Bobby Chaffardini, and all the greats of WFUV Sports that you will tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do swear.
Go.
Thank you. So, Dad, what was your perspective of the events that unfolded this past Sunday afternoon?
I'm sorry, you dropped out there.
Oh, it's unfortunate.
We're in a basement right now.
Dad, we are in a basement. I didn't think about that. What was your perspective, Dad, on the events that occurred this past Sunday?
Well, I was getting ready to watch the Patriots. I didn't have very high hopes. And then I received a text from my son, Joseph Patrick Henry, and sends him under oath. Made me quite concerned because he informed me that he was switching his pick from the Cincinnati Bengals to the New England Patriots. And being a mental health professional, I became a little concerned, considering, you know, the Patriots' difficulties in the last couple of years. And it came at me out of the blue. I was not prepared for it. I try to be supportive. I think I highlighted the text by selecting the two exclamation points for it.
It was the heart. You sent the two exclamation points on the Marcus Jones's back.
Yeah, so I actually the heart does.
So your witness is lying.
Does sound like it.
Permission to cross-examine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right. Definitely a cross-examine. You got to speak up because you can't hear.
I just have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Around what time would you say you received that text?
The best of my recollection, it was just after 1. I want to say 1, I don't know, maybe close to 1:05.
Okay.
I can double check if dad.
No, it's all right. I've already submitted the evidence.
Right. I was just checking.
Your dad's good.
So, Dad, knowing me, why do you think I changed my pick to the Patriots?
Well, I mean, I ruled out family history of mental illness.
Oh, my God.
As I, went down the list of possibles, I thought maybe he's coming in from an intramural game and hit his head. I know that he doesn't drink, so I didn't think it was intoxication. I just assumed that it was, because I have suffered from this, myself, which is sort of, a level of optimism about the Patriots that, might approach delusional.
I've been there.
Degree, but... but also I had 20 years of watching that team do amazing things. So I just sort of
lose the Giants.
Chalked it up to being, sort of a cross between that kind of optimism. And also Joe follows it a lot closer than I do now. Ever since Tom Brady left, like a lot of fans, I watch them and I support them, but I don't follow them as closely. And Joe knows his stuff. So I just said, okay, the kid must know what he's talking about.
And evidently I did.
Yes, I couldn't believe it as it unfolded.
Now, Father, in your experience raising me for the past 20 years, lovingly, would you say that it is as not alleged? Dad, do you love me?
I certainly do.
Is this your real father?
Yes, this is the real Mike Henry. Right.
Yes, I'm under oath, so now, I can't fudge on that.
Now, Father, Bobby. Would you say that it is like my character to cheat, lie, or bend the rules to my advantage?
No, never once. You are expensive, and you are constantly costing me money. But you are as honest as the day is long. And it's something that I admire about you.
Oh,
we have some wholesome content.
We have some wholesome NFL Friday content. I think that's good. I think he's good.
That's a big. I have one more question, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And finally, Father, in raising me, would you say that it is of my character to inexplicably change my pick from Bengals frowny face to Patriots at the very last second out of an insatiable love for my home team that compels me to pick them no matter how slim the odds of victory?
That is the way I, in the end, came down on trying to understand why you did what you did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought that the only defense is the Patriots fan insanity plea, and I think that's exactly what we have here.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have for you, Dad. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
You're welcome. Is the witness dismissed?
Yeah, the witness is dismissed. Thank you for serving the court today.
Recess.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right. Love you. I'll be free soon.
Close
your argument, and then I'm going to talk.
I will rest my case having proposed the following line of events. I finished my article at 1 p.m. I scrammed to get up a Patriot stream. I quickly saw on YouTube TV that there was no Patriot stream because we're in the New York area. I used alternative means to access said Patriot stream. At this point, it was 1:03 p.m. The boys had not lined up yet. We were in commercial break. We came back. I saw the Patriots lining up in their white jerseys, and I said, oh, man, am I about to do this? And I switched tabs at 1:04 p.m. and switched my pick to the Patriots just before Bryce Berringer towed the lever and kicked the ball off. 4 minutes later, having settled in now, having gotten up the streams I needed for fantasy football, I go to text my dad at 1:08 p.m. and I say, "Hey, Dad, I changed my pick to the Patriots." And for some inexplicable reason, which I can't explain, I have to imagine it's just a technological glitch. The Google Drive did not update its record of events until 1:11 p.m., and as such, it says that I changed my pick at 1:11. But I think we can tell based on text message history and the events which played out in the first 7 minutes of the game that it would not have made much sense for me to have changed my pick back then, and thus it is verifiable and credible for me to state that I have changed my pick at 1:04 before, on my screen, the ball was ever kicked off.
I would like to make one quick point as a benevolent prosecutor.
All right.
Remember that I am benevolent.
Yep.
I've come to a realization, Joe, and I want to apologize. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's possible. I'm trusting you. I don't know. I've never met Mr. Henry.
Hey, I trust you.
That was
it's
so cute.
It's possible you typed in Patriots at the time you propose, mm-hmm. and left your cursor in the type box for several more minutes mm-hmm. before leaving the type box and mm-hmm. thus officially making the edit.
Incredibly plausible. Incredibly plausible. I appreciate you for bringing
That's
that
up
in the nature of fair game.
Can I see the actual text conversation with your dad, not the
of
screenshot?
Course.
I need to verify
of course.
That this isn't
yep,
Photoshopped.
This is real. I did not Photoshop this. I'm not that talented, guys. We should know that by now.
It's looking great for Joe Henry. Right
I don't know now. If you have it on your screen, but 1:11.
I saw the 1:11 myself.
Good.
Just yeah, the record does show that I allegedly changed my pick on 1:11. Here's my text history with my father.
It's real. This isn't a video. This is the actual Messenger app.
It's real. I have a dad.
Why? I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to make the decision.
I'm ready for my decision.
I say the defendant is innocent.
I would agree, and I would say that Joe Henry is innocent, and the real person that should be investigated is Google.
Google. It's Google. It's Google's fault. I brought this. It started with me. This case started with me. It's going to end with me. Joe Henry is innocent.
Congrats,
Joe. And with that, the trial of the people versus Joe Henry is concluded. Thank you, Joe.
Let me shake your hand.
We will be keeping an eye on you, though.
Yeah.
Don't make any more late edits.
Yeah.
Thank you. Won't happen again, boys.
The group chat is going to be up in arms at this pick.
12:59 and earlier.
The fact that you went 14-2 was definitely a part of it. Absolutely. I was like, it should be 13-3.
Hey, you can make a new graphic and remove that asterisk.
Producer Lou just goes, "No one's checking in on Owen Kelty." No one's checking in on his picks.
Was he over 500 this week?
No.
8-8. Tanking.
Tank
watch.
Tank
right.
watch.
Might be tanking.
Matt Benson has to leave. Thank you, Matt Benson, for being here.
It's a great time being on the show. Great to talk with everybody.
Yeah.
Let's see another great week of NFL
football.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Thank you, Matt.
See you. Joe, you can stay. Because you're innocent. Wow. I did not expect that. I really went into it thinking it was going to be a dunk for Eli.
Numbers were against you, but, I'm glad we got to this conclusion.
I am too. I'm glad I can trust you. Because the Patriots' DNA in you told you to cheat. But we didn't cheat. We did. Spygate was real, but.
That's a first. Yeah.
Deflategate wasn't real.
Okay.
Let's get into the picks.
And what's cool is that I get to turn my mic on that.
And now there's Lou.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Lou.
I've been having a blast.
Yeah.
I fixed the PC, so that's awesome. That's
hey,
awesome.
Lou, how do you feel about the verdict?
You know,
now that
I'm
back
honestly,
on the streets.
I think that's I think the right decision was made. The evidence was laid out. Listen, I was with Eli when we put together our case. I helped Eli out, I think, as a partner in his law firm, whatever
Most
you
definitely.
Want to call it. Maybe a sexual partner. Who knows?
Whoa.
We don't really. It's not.
Wow.
Or
on air?
It was crazy.
I mean, listen,
that was crazy.
We're at the 44-minute mark if people are still here. That's on them.
I do think we were probably on our couch, maybe without shirts.
Oh, we were actually on your bed. I don't know if any
that's
of us
true.
Had shirts. It was me, you, and Jack. But no, I think
we'll
the right decision was
later.
Made, and I think the people will be happy because I'm not sure if you guys have checked up on the Instagram post that Joe did a marvelous job of designing with his many wondrous talents. A lot of hashtag free Joe Henry comments in there. Clearly, mm-hmm. he outsourced and went to people.
Shout out my
support.
People.
His people showed up. And so I think the people are going to be very excited when they see our official verdict. And maybe we'll have to release a statement once the show is over.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't look too close at those comments. But
yeah, don't scroll down.
Don't. But just take our word. Free Joe Henry.
Yeah, free Joe Henry. But let's get into the picks. Thursday night. I'll start with Thursday night, what everyone picked. I had the Bills. I was right, obviously. I just felt good. I don't trust the Dolphins. I didn't trust the Dolphins. I still don't. Get better, Tua, but Bills all day, and that was right.
Yeah, it was all over. I was all over the Bills. I hesitated last week. Didn't trust my gut. Went Ravens over Chiefs. Never making that mistake ever again. Ever again. Especially on those Thursday night prime time. Mm. Bills are a better team. Forget about it.
Yeah, I did not suffer the same fate as you guys, unfortunately. I did pick the Dolphins, and I stuck with my gut there. And, might have been, in hindsight, not the best pick, but I stuck with it as I did last Sunday. You know, I stuck with it.
Producer Lou?
Yeah, as many people in the group chat already know, and let me get the exact time. It was probably around 8 p.m., but, we'll...
8:03.
We'll check it exactly. It was 8:03. I changed from the Bills to the Dolphins. Obviously not a smart move at all. I thought it was going to be a close game, and I went, do I want to root for the Bills, or do I want to root for Mike McDaniel, who's goated? And I said, Mike McDaniel's goated. And so I'm going to... If it's going to be a close game, I'm at least going to cheer for the team I want to cheer for, and if I lose, hey, c'est la vie, and egg on my face.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie. But yeah, that was the Thursday night picks. Now, the Sunday slate. Very exciting stuff starting in our own hometown. Giants Commanders. I am taking the Giants all day. I know we just ragged on the Giants, but Daniel Jones does own Redskins, Commanders, football team, whatever you want to call them. Daniel Jones owns them. So, yeah.
Owns is a strong word, I think.
I think he has, like, half of his passing yards every year come from these games that he plays versus the Commanders.
Like 300.
Yeah. Literally.
I'm not convinced. I'm Commanders all day, every day, even as a Giants fan. I'm a huge Jaden Daniels fan. I think he's going to go absolutely berserk this week. I think the Giants are going to have a lot of trouble stopping him, as well as Brian Robinson, Eckler duo. I don't think we struggled against Aaron Jones. Yeah, Aaron Jones last week. I don't think we'll have a better fate this week. I think it's going to be a mess. I think our offense could get going. I think maybe we score a touchdown. I think we could get on that, but I think we're gonna have a lot of trouble defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I went with what was on paper week one, and that bit me, right? The Giants clearly looked like the superior team to the Vikings, and then they got crushed. Yeah. For whatever reason, I'm doing it again here. I'm trusting the Giants, which pretty, undeniably have a better roster than the Commanders, that they're going to win. Also, you look at the Commanders having a rookie quarterback. I'm also a big Jaden Daniels guy, but last week he was heavy on the run, didn't really get anything going in the passing game. Until a rookie quarterback's able to start building that momentum in the passing game, I'm not going to be picking for them, right? Until it looks like he's really gotten his groove, which is a hard thing to do in the NFL once you get to the regular season as a rookie. And we even saw, as I said earlier, Aaron Rodgers didn't really get into a groove with his guys. And so it's hard to see a Jets team consistently playing good offense when you haven't really meshed well with your weapons yet. So I think similar story here. I'm trusting the Giants because they're better, but I'm not saying that with any degree of confidence.
Daniel Jones, 5-1-1 against Washington in his career, a 98 passer rating. Pretty good stuff.
What's the record again? Sorry.
5-1-1.
Wow.
That's not, yeah, like I think Owens is fair. There was a famous tie. This is kind of it for me. I'm obviously in a tough spot, bad spot right now with the Giants. Went to that game last week with my friend Ant, who's a Vikings fan, and he celebrated after every first down. I'm not kidding. Like, every first down, got up and screamed first down. It became an issue.
Came back up.
Wait.
People were staring. Ant, it was a whole thing. Anthony Satcher. Shout out Anthony Satcher.
Ant's a Vikings fan.
Yeah, his grandfather's from Minnesota or something. Vikings fan. He's got a lot of cool jerseys.
Ant in Minnesota would be so funny. For reference, it's Warner's friend, right? It's It's Warner's friend.
Not Tone, no. My roommate from sophomore.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tone.
No, although Tone is... I love Tone.
Because if Tone was a Vikings fan, that would be hilarious.
Aunt being a Vikings fan, my aunt, is still funny, I will say. Yeah, this is kind of it. If the Giants can't beat Washington, then the season is over. Like, I'll hold out hope that they can beat, like, you know, the Carolinas of the world, hopefully the Washingtons of the world and whatnot, but... this is kind of it. If they fall out flat or they just lose to Washington, like 0-17, babe, and let's just wrap this thing up and I'll see you next year with Cam Ward.
Yeah. Wow. I was about to get ready to say we have Cowboys across the board, so we don't really need to elaborate. But Eli Keeler wants to be the redheaded stepchild, shout out Joe Henry, and go for the New Orleans. You're definitely a redhead, right?
I am also a stepchild.
Oh, see? Dude, the redhead stepchild. It's a classic.
That was a snipe. That was
not a snipe. It's a redheaded. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
You were halfway there.
Yeah, halfway there. You are ginger, though, right?
It's actually a source of great debate. It might be even, like, more up for debate than the trial we just had. Like, wow. It was, like,
because it's like, I literally look at it, and it's red, and then I blink, and it's brown.
Yeah, you don't have more than 5 interactions with me without asking me if I'm a ginger, and I just go, I don't really know.
I don't know, yeah.
Like, if you're okay with that, then
Exactly. Cowboys. I took the Cowboys because they're just the better football team. Pure pick. Why do we feel about the Saints?
This is my mix-up pick. This is my...
You need one of those every
week. I'm going to take a shot here. My other one, we'll revisit. Wow. Yeah, my other one. Yeah, okay. I'm going to take a shot here. Saints put up 47 last week. I know it was the Panthers, but sometimes you just got to ride that wave, and you just got to go. And I do think their offense looked good enough last week where they'll make it a game. I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. I'm a little concerned. And you know that... That pick could change, but right now I'd like to see the Saints win that game.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see the Saints win, but the Cowboys are riding a wave, too. That was a really convincing win last week against the Browns. If the Saints were home, maybe I'd have a little bit of internal debate and think about picking the Saints, but I think I've got to trust my gut and just go with the Cowboys. As great as the Saints looked last year, or last week, they were playing a glorified UFL team, so... Cowboys have to be my pick here. I think they're, on paper, definitely the better team. They have just as much momentum as the Saints, and they're home.
Fair.
Is it my turn?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going Cowboys. They were good last week. I think the Saints beat the Panthers, who are really bad. That's it, man.
Yeah, all day. Everyone has Ravens across the board versus the Raiders in Baltimore. I don't think we need to get into that. It's Ravens over Raiders. I already had a mix-up pick. If I didn't, that would have been my mix-up pick. Would be Raiders over Raiders. But coming off a week one loss, I think.
It's
obvious.
Their problem is they're starting their own quarterback, and it should be Aiden O'Connell.
Agreed.
And that's might be a hot take. But
No. I don't think that's a hot take.
He low-key can play, and he's better than Gardner Minshew. And I would have been
right. He got a playoff win.
I would have been right last week with my Raiders pick.
If they played,
if
Aiden
they
O'Connell.
Played,
yeah, I agree.
But
I picked the Raiders as well. Yeah. Going into next pick, Colts at Packers. I have the Colts. Love Anthony Richardson. Those deep balls were nasty. But,
that was the craziest throw I've ever seen.
Yeah, off the stumble,
backflip 60.
Cog it.
Stop.
See ya.
Forget about it.
I think the Packers are overrated. Or I don't think the Packers are overrated. I think Jordan Love's overrated.
He's not going to play.
He's not going to play. Who's their backup?
Malik Willis.
Yeah, Malik Willis.
Oh, that's like
and
a
they're
name.
Sticking with
that's
him.
A name.
Only a name because he was drafted 2 years ago. Like this is not a high caliber backup quarterback. This isn't
it's not Tommy DeVito.
Fitzpatrick. It's not a not a DeVito.
Taylor.
It's not a Brissett.
It really is not a Tyrod Taylor. Brissett. Shout out Joe Milton. Shout out. Colts. I'm a betting man. I can say that legally on air now. Big money on this game. Big money on Colts. Colts to cover the spread.
There you go.
I think they are plus 2.5, 3.5.
Okay.
Wow.
Whatever it is, I'm taking them plus the points.
That's surprising. You know, Packers don't have their quarterback.
No, that's surprising.
I mean, Jordan Love's kind of underrated. I think.
Maybe I looked at it before he got officially.
Big, big step off between
Jordan Love and Malik Willis. But they still have those weapons. That's why I think Jordan Love's overrated.
Jordan Love's going to miss like a few games. Like
he's going to be like a week six check-in.
Something like that.
Yeah, which is tough for fantasy owners, a.k.a. me. What do we think this game, guys?
I'm Colts just because Jordan Love's injured. Jordan Love was healthy, I'd be Packers, but here we are.
I'm very nervous, but I am going with the Colts. I think the Colts played well last week, and I like their offense. I'm a fan of Anthony Richardson, but I'm curious to see what Malik Willis, when it's not his job to just throw a Hail Mary in the final 4 seconds of the game, and whether or not he can actually look competent, because the Packers are one of my sneaky sleepers this year. Mm. Obviously more with Jordan Love, but I'm a little worried that they could come in and upset Indianapolis.
Mm. Hey, the Packers have that history. You know, they've never not had a franchise quarterback. So is Malik Willis the next Brett Favre?
Maybe he's the answer.
Yeah, I think.
I hope not.
Yeah, there's no way.
That'd be annoying. I feel bad for Bears fans if that's true. All right, the next two, Niners, Vikings, duh. Like, it's the Niners, it's the Vikings. Browns, Jags, I'm surprisingly have a clean sweep.
No, not quite.
Well, no, I know. Well,
oh, we do. I see. Yeah.
I think it's after that Jags week one loss that everyone's just like, they're due. I believe in them. I love Evan Engram. Love Travis Etienne.
Tank Bigsby.
Yeah.
Tank Bigsby.
Like, they just have guys that, like, are cool.
Christian Kirk.
Trevor Lawrence is one of them.
There's also a player on the Browns who I significantly dislike.
Yeah.
Who?
And he's not good at football. He's pretty bad at football.
Pretty horrible.
Loki was worse.
You can say
that
you don't like Deshaun Watson.
Post,
he's a bad guy.
Post allegations, he's been terrible.
And was worse than Deshaun Watson's name.
Yes. He was worse than Daniel Jones last week.
Yeah.
I'm scared if I say his name, I'm next.
Wow. The people versus Deshaun Watson.
All right. Soon, actually, probably.
Yeah, actually, that'll be on WFE Sports.
For the 43rd time?
Yeah.
You cannot have the same verdict, guys.
Yeah, that needs to be guilty.
True. Yeah, Deshaun Watson, obviously piece of garbage, but he still plays football. So, poorly. It's Jags all day.
Yeah.
It's Jags.
Surprised that Owen and Will went with the Browns.
I'm not.
Really surprised.
I live with Owen. He's a piece of garbage.
Good catch. Will Talent, however, grade A guy.
Will Talent, that's a surprising pick.
We have to talk to him about that one.
Yeah, we'll call him. We'll give him a call.
That's not a culture guy. As the culture czar.
That's our assistant sports man.
That's our guy.
That's our cousin.
That's a guy you keep around.
All right.
That is our cousin.
Yeah, Niners, Jags. Seahawks, Pats.
Yep.
It gets a little more dicey. We have two Pats fans here in the building, and I'm taking the Patriots. I love what I saw week one.
The Patriots. Not only am I taking them, I'm taking them four days before the game starts.
Yeah.
That's how confident
I am. Joe Henry picked the Patriots, like, preseason at this point. Like, he was trying to get it so far in advance.
It was always New England. Even when I wrote Bengals last week, I was like, at 1 p.m. on Sunday, I'm going to be like, the Patriots.
But, yeah, I'm Patriots all day. I'll give her, because Ramondre is a dog. Ramondre Stevenson, one of my favorite running backs in the league. The defense looked insane. Really love what they put up against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I think Joe Burrow and the Bengals, like, are good. I just think that the Patriots made them look bad.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks a lot because the Patriots defense was supposed to take a lot of hits with losing Judon, but I think they're back. They're back.
Back is strong.
No, not like back, but like we're there.
This is a defense that gets consistently underrated. And I think
yeah, of course, always.
It's a top 10 defense in the league. Dude, and it's a young one, too.
Gerard Mayo.
One that has potential to get even better.
Gerard Mayo.
Bold.
Keon White breakout year.
Okay.
Top 10 DPOY.
I'll be looking.
And Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He was great, too.
He's a monster.
All right. Seahawks, why are you wrong?
Hawks. I just can't see the Patriots 2-0. It's just not working in my brain. Mm-hmm. I can't see. I'm
it's
surprised
not 2017.
Enough. It's not. I was surprised enough at the Bengals win. I wouldn't say it's luck. Like, y'all played a good game. Y'all played a good game, but the Bengals didn't play well. Yeah, didn't play well.
Mm.
So.
Or did the Patriots defense make them look bad?
I'm going with the first one, but I hear you. Mm. And I could be proven wrong because the Seahawks, you know, I had a crazy dream where Zach Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker died in a tragic boating accident. will that
is that part of the details earlier?
I don't think you ever told me that part of the story.
I don't remember hearing that.
I remember you had a dream about the Seahawks. I don't remember them dying in a boating accident.
Well, they didn't actually die in the dream. It was an ESPN graphic.
Oh, this is the graphic.
That they were chained to a pirate ship at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, so they didn't die.
It's not like they died.
Oh, they didn't die in real life. It was an ESPN graphic. In a dream.
Right.
They were trapped.
I thought it was this like facetious graphic that CBS Sports or ESPN it was like, throw
I thought they had a loss to the Bucks.
Right,
and
a loss to the Bucks.
No, that's exactly what you guys are
thrown overboard.
So they didn't die.
Yeah, that's a classic graphic.
There was no boating accident.
Right, I was just trying to, just I didn't want to get to graphic. I just wanted to
you got
sum
more
it up
graphic by saying that they died graphic than by saying that they're strapped to a boat.
I'd like to walk
ocean
it back.
Yeah,
like
all right, talk about why you're picking the Seahawks. We gotta end this episode.
I could be here all day. Yeah. So, but they fared well. They fared well. Wellish. So I'll ride with Seahawks. I don't think the Patriots are that good.
I don't think the Seahawks were convincing against the Broncos.
I don't think they were convincing.
They were fine.
They're right.
I'm sure Lou feels the same.
How do you feel, Lou?
You know, I'm going with the Seahawks. I just think they're better than the Patriots. Like Eli said, I don't see them. Like the Patriots can't start this season 2-0.
That would be awesome.
If they start 2-0 and the Giants go 0-2 again, I just have to really examine some things going on in my life and probably take a step back.
Yeah. Step back. Shout out to Eli Keeler. Jets across the board coming off a week one loss. Obviously versus the Titans. Obviously. Rams. I was ready to say another clean sweep. Cardinals over the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eli Keeler.
Me too.
And Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puka.
Why?
They lost their weapon.
Rams are banged up. Cardinals are home.
That
Cardinals
secondary
almost beat the Bills
is banged
away
up, I will say. I think four of their five guys in the secondary got hurt.
They also had trouble defending that run, especially in overtime.
Yeah, I think we underrate the Cardinals' offense. I think Kyler Murray gets consistently underrated these days just because, in his first few years of his career, he'd have these awesome starts, and then he'd cool off big time and go from MVP favorite to a guy who misses the playoffs. But I think we forget just how good he is, and I think he'll show that this week.
I also think, some of his weapons were way, Marvin Harrison's got to show up. Trey McBride has to show up in a big way, and I think this will probably be the week rather than didn't happen last week, so it's got to happen.
Got to happen this week.
Got to happen some week.
I agree. I'm going to switch my pick right now.
Oh,
my
God. We convinced him. Not the first time I've done that today.
On the other hand, Chaz, Cooper Kupp looks back. Matt Stafford, 300-plus passing yards last week.
I literally almost just wrote Kyler Murray instead of Kupp. I'm going to take it. I'm also going to put a couple units on Kyler Murray.
$2, boys.
$2. Kyler Murray over rushing yards.
Let me ask you this, Chaz, though. Aren't the Rams due?
Yeah, but, the Cardinals are way more due.
Should I switch my pick to the Rams?
I don't believe in Sean McVay as a coach. I think he's really overrated. Wow. No Aaron Donald. The Rams aren't the same.
Not.
Yeah, I skipped over Lions Bucks. This was the hardest pick of the week for me.
Yeah.
Because I fell in love week one, boys. I didn't tell you guys about it. I found a new girl.
Wow.
She's sexy.
Wow.
She is always dressed best.
Wow.
And her name is Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
She is a great football player. Dude, Baker Mayfield is so good.
You used to live in a stadium.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Baker's insanely good at football, and he's electric.
He's electric.
Yeah. I think I'm personally
he's tight and A1.
He's A1. For
I'm
sure.
More attracted to Jahmyr Gibbs, personally. That's my girl.
That's my girl.
I think obviously he's sharing the load with David Montgomery still, but he's
whoa.
No,
Tom.
It's 2:06.
We gotta wrap it up. All right, here we go. Jahmyr Gibbs. I like that pick from you guys. Steelers across the board. Chiefs across the board. The Steelers are better than the Broncos. The Chiefs are. The Bengals are still a Super Bowl contender in my eyes, but.
Crazy talk.
I don't know.
Owen Kelty does have the Broncos in the Broncos-Steelers game, by the way.
Oh, this guy Owen, he's more than Tank Watch.
So does Jack Warner. Interesting.
I think we have a gas leak in our apartment.
ours too.
It's Texans over Bears. Bears coming up. You're gonna feel flying too high. And
oh, I might switch to Bears, man. Da Bears. I'm excited.
I could see it.
Eli just doesn't want to be in the hunt anymore.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to be in first. Switched to Bears. I could go back for sure.
Wow. Yeah, we'll see.
That was an impulse.
We have a lot of time. Just don't do it 11 minutes after the fact.
All right, alarm for 1:11.
Eagles over Falcons. Everyone except for Evan Harkin says that.
Interesting.
I hate when the football guy has a different pick than me.
Yeah, what is Evan Harkin doing there?
He know about anything that isn't Fordham football 2021?
True.
Let's be so for
2021 is crazy. I think that's the picks for the week. The standings right now, Joe Henry in first at 14-2. Lou Orlando at 12-4 with Evan Harkin and Grace McCarron. And then in third, we got Jack Warner, Will Talent, Griffin Stevenson, tied at 11-5. Eli Keeler at 10-6. Tucker Austin at 10-6. Me, Carino, and Spitz Barrett at 9-7. And New Jersey's very own Owen Kelty.
Okay.
Tanking.
Mm. Takes NJ Transit, too. So it's just a tough life for the kid.
But yeah, that is going to do it for us this week on NFL Friday. Whew, I'm tired. That was a long show.
Can we do another one?
No.
All right, Jaden Daniels over passing yards, by the way.
Oh, okay. Jaden Daniels over passing yards. Kyler Murray over rushing yards.
20 units on it.
$20? Wow.
All right, five units. All right.
That's going to do it for us today here at NFL Friday. For the chair formerly known as Matt Benson. For the defendant claimed innocent Joe Henry. For needs a haircut Eli Keeler.
Just call
for sweet Lou Orlando, the producer. I've been Chaz McAdams. We will see you next week on NFL Friday.